I've been involved in two discussions recently which have collided, for me at least, in a mix of hope and expectation. Discussion hash one goes something like this. Is the care economy a thing? And if it is a thing, is it a thing whose defining characteristic, fairly or not, is its stubborn resistance to many of the traditional tools and methods of productivity improvement? Valuable, necessary even, but recalcitrant and resistant to some forms of discipline. Discussion hash two goes along these lines. Artificial intelligence, AI, is roiling the settled rhythms and routines of pretty much every organization and every sector it touches, which is everyone and everything, but is struggling to find its sweet spot in the human services sector. The care economy, apparently, is a problem child. Again, if you're in the care business, whose product is quintessentially fashioned from deep connections one human to another, what really does the fun and fury of AI have to offer? Is it really more of a distraction with marginal benefits and significant costs, imagined and real? Both discussions, the care economy's tussle with productivity and AI in the human services sector, are vital but muddled and frustrating in equal measure. And both are profoundly connected to each other in a bigger story about the role, purpose, and value of the care economy in modern economies and in society. I've written recently about the first discussion. With others, I'm still exploring some of the fundamental misconceptions and mistakes that tend to skew our attempts to think clearly about the care economy's role and value. Designed by care experts, not tech experts. My tracking of the second discussion introduced me to the work of Beam and an application they have pioneered, Magic Notes, powered by Beam, which shows what can happen when AI comes up with ideas designed with and by care experts, not solutions designed by tech experts. It's quite an important difference. The work sits right at the intersection of productivity and AI. Beam's tagline hides the mission in plain sight. We build AI tools that transform frontline productivity. They've built and grown a solution that speaks directly to the productivity debate in the care economy. They have shown how to fashion new tools and platforms that do the apparently impossible, to lift productivity and effectiveness across the care economy safely and ethically without jeopardizing compassion, dignity, respect, and effectiveness. To the contrary, Beam was founded in 2017 to support prison leavers, people experiencing homelessness and refugee communities in the UK. Confronted with the operational and compliance pressures facing frontline teams, Beam built its own technology to enable higher quality, auditready support at scale. The result is Magic Notes, powered by Beam, an AI-powered application that captures conversations, meetings, and other interactions between frontline workers and clients to turn, then rapidly, safely, and accurately into template reports and summaries whose dimensions have been fashioned from the ground up for each organizational and operational context, given different policy and practice requirements in different policy domains and jurisdictions. Beam is now working with over 350 organizations, and Magic Notes is supporting over 80,000 frontline staff across government, not-for-profit, and private sectors. It is working in live deployments in 6 countries, including the UK, US, and Australia. Beam in Australia. Beam, O is now headquartered in Melbourne. It's building a local team and long-term presence, including the resources for rigorous and sustained onboarding and training, to integrate Magic Notes into the Australian human services sector. That's already started with Life Without Barriers, where an early prototype is now being rolled out across service teams. Beam are bringing a social purpose mindset to how we can augment the best of AI, so our people can invest in the crucial trust and relationships we have with communities. Claire Robbs, CEO Life Without Barriers. One of the biggest tests for the spread of AI tools and capabilities is human services, where high and rising opportunity and gathering demand is too often misaligned with tools and platforms struggling to fit the contours and rhythms of the human part of human services. In other words, the bit that matters. Magic Notes is designed from the insights and experience of frontline staff and people with lived experience, delivering big savings of money and time and witnessing step changes in productivity, quality, and impact, making the right kind of difference. An independent evaluation by Warwick University in the UK tracked 8.5 hours a week saved on average by frontline workers. On the safety and privacy side of the ledger, frontline staff and clients confirm the accuracy of the conversation capture, meeting notes, recommendations for action, follow-up responsibilities. Login is via single sign-on and two-factor authentication. The data collected stays private and isn't used to train either Magic Notes itself or other applications. Data is hosted on government-grade servers in Australia, not offshore. The benefits ripple across every dimension of the work, lifting the quality of records and notes for compliance and regulation, building trust and engagement with service users and clients, workforce confidence and capability, with big payoffs for recruitment and retention, with up to 1 in 9 frontline workers leaving the sector after a few years. And not to mention innovation and organizational performance. I suspect one of the reasons for its success is the pivotal challenge it's picked. How can you capture the conversations and human interactions, meetings, conversations, interviews, therapy sessions, service reviews, which are so basic to everything the sector does in a way that is accurate, safe, and ethical and allows energy and limited time to grow relationships of care, support, dignity, and respect? That's the persistent imperative for any human services agency or service delivery organization. It's exactly the right point to apply the pressure of invention and good tech for good. A big opportunity. There are few policy challenges more urgent or more complex than lifting the purpose, significance, and performance of the care sector at the heart of our economy and society. Good people with guts, determination, and expertise are tackling that task head-on with an agenda of inspiring innovation and pragmatic modernization. But it often feels that we're simply not turning palpable progress into the momentum we need for requisite impact with all necessary speed, intensity, and scale. Widespread adoption of the capabilities, and more importantly, the culture and care-driven, custom-designed and grounded tools like Beam's Magic Notes strikes me as exactly the kind of momentum we need towards a care economy that integrates lifting productivity, privileging respect and relationships, and intelligently embracing the best of technology's powerful potential. Leave a reply.